This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Disturbing idea that I gotta say, it's a new one. I have not heard of this one before. Universal Orphanage, I think was the term that he used in this. It's a San Francisco Chronicle article. Universal Orphanhood, I guess, was the term. And also, he calls it foster care for all, meaning that as soon as you have birth, you give birth. Then the state just comes and takes your baby, and then they decide what to do with it.
That's horrifying.
They figure out some quote-unquote equitable system of raising those children, taking rich people's parents away, giving them to poor people's children, and giving them to
but still kind of taking people's parents away, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the state is just so equitable.
And so fair.
So fair, yeah. So kind, so,
so wise.
Loving. Oh, yeah.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. We'll continue with this lunatic's opinion. But first, Yuri is on the line calling us from Indiana. Go ahead, Yuri.
Yes, hello. So what I want to say is this, that this idea about this universal orphanage or whatever it's called, it's not new because it's many societies have idea more or less the same or at least very parallel with it. And one of the examples, of course, the later one, is the Soviet Union, because they had a lot of crazy ideas in 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up, of course, I was born in Moscow after the World War II.
Mm.
But I still remember the fact that I was told at school where this Stalin portrait was hanging just over the teacher's head, that this is my father and Lenin is my grandmother and my parents, it's just supposed to provide and grandparents with food and clothing, and I have to report on them. That's why my grandparents, they talk foreign language in front of me, of course, because if I understand and take it to school, it would be total disaster. So grandmother and grandfather speak French, and with my mother, they spoke German. Well, they've been teaching me English. So that works just wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, you're bringing up an important point that, you know, in these totalitarian, total state societies like Russia and, or communist Russia, and now today in North Korea, where it's, you know, they're still doing that with the Kims, where they act as though these people who are running this the state are gods. They're tantamount to gods, and they should be worshipped and
or at
treated
least your family, yeah.
As your, you know, your great-grandfather or whatever, and you should love them above no one else. Everyone else is subservient to them. So you're absolutely right about that. But they didn't go as far, did they, Yuri, as to actually, as a policy, take children from every family who birthed them and then switch them around. That's what's new. I think that's the new proposal here.
Well, I would say it's also not new. Because what's happened in the Soviet Union, like this wave of terror in 37, and Golodomor, what it's called here on the West. Never heard this word in Russia while I've been living there. In Ukraine in the 2000s, late 20s, and all these kinds of things. It's happened to be that it's became a lot of orphans from all kinds of strata of society. And they've been homogenized in orphan homes or whatever it is. And that was total disaster for those people who went through this. So,
but weren't those orphans being created because they were putting people to death? I mean, wasn't that why?
Not necessarily. Sorry to interrupt. Necessarily to death. It mostly was the labor camp.
Okay.
Yeah, but
where they a lot of them died.
I still think he's making a good point because people were, for a political reason, getting sent away, and their kids were just, you know, their kids were
being
ended
taken
up
by the state.
Being
yeah.
taken in by the state. No. And that actually, it's not much different than what goes on in the United States with, you know, the government can take your kids away for basically any reason.
Yeah.
Oh, there was marijuana found in your bloodstream. We're going to take your kids away and give them to someone else. Now your kids grow up, you know, basically orphans.
Yeah, I'm not trying to minimize what you're saying, Yuri. You're bringing up some really good points here. But even in that circumstance, and there were millions of people who were sent to, I mean, they were sent to labor camps. A lot of them didn't come home, right? Like, a lot of them died in those gulags. But they were sent to those camps, and yeah, their children were taken from them. But the party adherents, the true loyalists to the party that weren't executed and weren't sent to the labor camps, and certainly they did eat their own on a lot of occasions. There's no doubt about that, because they were constantly paranoid about the people in their own party and constantly going after them. The classic example of this are the pictures with, like, you know, Lenin or Stalin in them that had other people in them that
blacked
were airbrushed out,
out
over the years because they kept killing their own associates. So, I mean, but for those that were, like, on the good side of the dear leader, they still got to have their own children, and they still got to raise their own children. So this guy wants to get rid of that, right? Like, he wants the politicians themselves to show the example of they're giving up their kids. Everybody has to give up their kids. But your points are great. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, it's just one little thing to add, that those people on the top, it's always do what I say, not what
not
I,
as
do.
I do.
And they never homogenize their children. Comrade Stalin never sent Svetlana to the orphanage. that's the way how it works.
And yeah, and I suspect there would be an out for the top-tier politicians in California as well if this program were to come to fruition.
It's total reproduction of the same thing again and again and again. And now I am living in Indiana and just watching this panopticon. Was the great enjoyment.
Thank you, Yuri. Great call. Really appreciate hearing from you. It's always interesting to get people's perspectives, you know, who've been through tyranny and have lived in even more repressive places. And like he said, he's watching it happen all over again, just sitting back. And,
but he said with great enjoyment. That's
it's crazy. Sad. Yeah, but you know, might as well enjoy what you can.
Yep.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Oh, yes. I just want to mention that, you know, probiotics, the good bacteria actually helps out with immunity against flus and colds. And I think it must help against coronavirus. But it's just kind of perplexing how a bacteria would be able to do all that. But I know that it does.
Yeah, I mean, our guts are full of good bacteria that help us digest food. And, I mean, it's a big part of our immune system is the good bacteria, and taking those probiotics, as you mentioned, is a great way to kind of replenish our gut flora, so to speak.
And this is something I learned about recently, Sarah. Bonnie was taking an antibiotic, and you went ahead and got some probiotics at the same time to kind of counter that, because the antibiotics could kill off the probiotics. Is that the idea? Or kill?
Yeah, it could kill or do kill off all your good bacteria. So you take
isn't that supposed to help get rid of your flu?
Well, so if you're on antibiotics, it's not going to be for something like flu that's a virus. But if you have some kind of a bacterial infection and you go on antibiotics, you should also pick up some probiotics so you're replenishing, especially as a woman, so you're replenishing your good bacteria at the same time.
Yeah, so it's the same strand as that you would get in, like, organic yogurt, right?
That's what I was going to ask. Is this similar to just eating yogurt? I mean,
So there are, like, millions of different types of bacteria. Mm-hmm. Some are good, some are bad. So there's a whole range of different probiotics that you can get to achieve different things. Like,
there's
women's probiotics, and then there's the probiotics in yogurt. So there's all different types that you can get.
Is this something that people, I mean, Nikki, you're a nurse, honestly, you know, I'm not asking for medical advice, but is this something people would want to consider doing regularly?
Oh, absolutely.
Because, I mean, I like yogurt, but I don't take a probiotic. Do you need to supplement with this, or am I fine with?
I do, but I mean, to each their own. Like, I don't think it's necessarily, like, super vital to health, but I know some do recommend, like, I know some people are really, really into their microbiome.
You take a daily kind of probiotic?
Yeah, I have a bunch of different kinds. I have some for skin, I have some for, you know, vaginal health, I have some for gut health.
All probiotics?
And they're all different types of bacteria.
Wow. I only got one, so I don't know which kind it is.
It may be more than one in that.
Most likely.
So thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. So the number is 603-283-6160. Whatever you want to weigh in on, whether it's the government forcing parents to give up their kids across the board, that's the proposal here by the San Francisco Chronicle. It's free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. They will tell you the basics, and it's important to understand some of those basics because there is a little bit of a learning curve. There's some new ideas that you really ought to get a hold of and understand before you get into cryptocurrency so you can be fully informed. Go to Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. I mean, you can't really truly be fully informed when it comes to cryptocurrency just because it's such a deep topic. Like,
it's always growing.
Like, I don't know how to program, so technically I'm not fully informed because I've never read the Bitcoin source code. But you don't need to know all of that to know to understand things like decentralization, distributed blockchains. What do some of these things mean? Get over to Get Started at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started. You can watch some introductory videos there.
You can also meet a hacker that you trust.
On Bitcoin.com?
Oh, no. I was just saying, instead of having to read the source code.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're pointing out that because Bitcoin is open source, people who know how to program have already looked at it and mm-hmm. are continuing to look at it. And you can, as long as you can trust them, if you know one of them, for instance, then you know it's good to go. Head over to Bitcoin.com, and don't forget their news site at news.bitcoin.com as well. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We're going to get back into this lunatic at the San Francisco Chronicle with his editorial piece, I guess opinion piece, where he is literally advocating for universal orphanhood, a.k.a. foster care for all, meaning forcing parents to give up their children to the state so the state can decide how to equitably, so-called, distribute them. But you can bring up whatever you want. So Sam's on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, like, you guys having the thing tomorrow about the NHA independence bill.
Yeah.
And it was making me think of, so like your case of the Crypto Six, that's a federal case, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the Crypto Six was when the federal government gang raided our home and studio and the homes of several of our co-hosts and friends all on the same morning in March of last year. Yeah.
So I was thinking, if, say, like you were saying, that it takes until 2023 for that case to go through and you guys succeed in 2022, would that mean those, like, in situations like that wouldn't exist anymore if you succeeded?
Probably wouldn't be able to keep happening to other people, which I would love to get the FBI out of New Hampshire, but I don't know if that means that they would just free Ian if somehow he went to jail.
Yeah, I suspect that they're going to want their blood from the people that they've captured. I mean, whether it's me or somebody that's actually been accused of a real crime with real victims, like the federal government gang is probably going to want to continue their prosecution. And I suspect that any kind of negotiations with the state of New Hampshire to exit the state of New Hampshire would still involve wrapping up whatever current prosecutions exist. So I'm under no belief that if there's some miracle and the state of the people of New Hampshire actually vote to secede peacefully from the United States, that will halt all federal prosecutions in the District of New Hampshire federal court. I'm under no sort of delusions about that.
I just wondered how you think that would work.
I think they will continue to prosecute, even if they ended up having to, you know, even if they had to close their courts, and I think they should. I think the FBI and the DEA and all these, you know, prosecutors should leave New Hampshire, and the New Hampshire district should be gone because New Hampshire will not be a state anymore. I'm sure we'll just, you know, change of jurisdiction or change of venue, and they'll prosecute us in Massachusetts or in, you know, Vermont or whatever, which honestly I would much rather be prosecuted in New Hampshire because we're going to have a better chance to have a good jury, I think, here. Even though juries tend to be bad overall, I'd rather have New Hampshire people on a jury than the surrounding states. But if that's sacrifice that has to be made, then it has to be made. Go ahead.
So it actually could screw up federal cases is what it sounds like you're saying. If then they wouldn't be able to pick New Hampshire juries.
I mean, I guess that would be the case. I mean, if they're actually going after murderers and rapists, then I don't think a New Hampshire jury is going to really matter, because if somebody's actually a murderer or something, then they probably should be being, you know, convicted.
Yeah.
But in cases like ours where people that understand the federal government is evil, you know, maybe we have a better chance here in New Hampshire. That said, our case is slated for November 1st, which is actually before the election. So, you know, presumably our case will be, if it's not postponed again, which it might be, who knows.
And that's 2022?
This year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, almost 2 years after the actual raid had occurred. So it's certainly possible that our case will be done and over with by the time the vote occurs. But regardless, it's, you know, they're going to keep pushing forward with their prosecutions because they are a violent criminal gang, and that's what they want to do.
I don't think we need to get out of the union in order to save Ian from going to jail. I just don't think he's going to go to jail. So
yeah, I mean, they may end up dropping the charges once they realize that we're gonna fight these things, and we'll see. I mean, we've got a long way to go on that. But Sam, anything else you want to share?
I just hadn't honestly thought of maybe being a hard enough target might get you out of this whole pickle.
Yeah, well, I mean, being a hard target will make the prosecution more difficult. I mean, if you're just going to roll over and take the first plea deal that they offer, then it's going to be easy for them. But if they know that you're going to fight this and that you intend to go to trial, then that makes their life a little bit more difficult. They're not used to actually having to prosecute cases. They're used to being able to just throw charges at somebody and have them take a plea deal. And so far, no one has done that, although I wouldn't blame them if they did. If for instance, nobody was offered a minor conviction so he could walk away from this and not have to actually testify against anyone else, I suspect he would take it. And given he's already a felon, it wouldn't make a difference, you know, in his particular case. Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Joe. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe. And by the way, for those who want to learn more about Crypto 6, just go to thecrypto6.com. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Bonnie. And hi, Nikki.
Hey, Joe. Go ahead.
The probiotics, I think Nikki had it right on the head when she said take different probiotics. What I do is I take a multi-strain probiotic, and it's got 16 billion healthy bacteria, and that's the key thing for the good health in the gut.
Hmm.
Also, I take something called glucomannan and fiber, because when I was in the physical rehab for 9 months, 17 days, they dropped a machine on my foot. Cut it open and stuff like that, and I had to go on an IV for 2 months, and it had to be changed 4 times a day. So my gut fiber was, you know, my gut bacteria was destroyed. So right now I'm in the process of repairing that. And then if you want to enhance your immune system, when I have my family on, it's vitamin D3, zinc, selenium, elderberry, and vitamin C. And then you have a good, really good multivitamin, nothing like one day or something, jump on, and that's how you basically start with your immune system.
Joe, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your experience here tonight. Now, Nikki, what are your thoughts on
that? Yeah, everything you said is pretty spot on. Good idea.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Definitely appreciate it. There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can join us on Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. It's going to be painful to get a handle on inflation. That's according to President Biden, who addressed the issue at the White House, saying he's working on getting it under control.
But it's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard.
Biden saying it's going to be hard to tackle rising gas prices because they depend on the worldwide oil supply. The president saying spending more money will help with inflation.
The single best way to take the burden off middle class and working class folks is to pass the Build Back Better piece that are things that they're paying a lot of money for now.
Senate Democrats will make their play on voting rights Wednesday night, but the effort is expected to fail. Two bills on voting rights and election reform are on the front burner, and Republicans are expected to block forward progress through the Senate filibuster. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is defending use of a Trump-era public health policy that's used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants who are caught at the southern border. Department of Justice Attorney Sharon Swingle arguing federal detention centers where illegal immigrants are held are not equipped to deal with the pandemic,
posing a substantial risk of the spread of COVID-19 to other non-citizens, CBP officials, and the public at large.
In September, a district court found that using Title 42 to expel asylum-seeking families is likely unlawful. The Biden administration is appealing. CBS says its broadcast of the Cowboys versus 49ers game from this past weekend is the most-watched NFL wildcard game in 7 years. The game averaged over 41 million viewers on CBS and Nickelodeon. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live phones are open for you if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We're going to get back into the story about foster care for all. According to someone writing over at the San Francisco Chronicle in their opinion pages, saying that there needs to be universal orphanhood where the state forces parents to give up their children to the total control of the state. You don't get to have your kids back after you have them. You'll be used only as a womb, essentially, for the state.
Oh, God.
So we can continue with that discussion here, but first we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com, where we have feeds. For those of you that would like to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode of Free Talk Live, we also have our daily digests as part of our podcast feed, and we have separate feeds. So if you just want the daily digests as its own separate feed, you can do that. If you just want the full shows as their own separate feed, those are also available. We've got the whole list of them over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Phil in California. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about my experiences. I've kind of been all over the country in the past month. I went on a road trip from Nebraska to Orlando, Florida to go to a football game.
Wow.
And Yeah, it doesn't seem like this whole, like, I keep hearing, oh, it's crazy, everyone's, like, demanding masks and they bug you to go in the store. Not a single place. Even here where I'm at in California, I'm near Sacramento, just north of Sacramento, in Roseville. No one bugs me here. Like, I haven't worn a mask. I go to the gym. Everyone's pretty normal. I mean, people wear masks, but it's not... It's probably about, where I'm at right now in California, it's probably about 50-50.
Is there a mandate in place?
There 100% is. Every store says you cannot come in here without a mask.
I think people are over it.
But what I mean is there a state mandate? Because it's different when a store says a thing. Is there?
There
okay.
Is.
I think that's... Oh, sorry. I was going to say that I think that seems to be most people's experience, and I think it's mainly, like, the cities where the stores are really enforcing stuff like that.
Well, I'm in the Sacramento area, so I'm not in a rural part of California.
Right. Yeah, that means the state capital.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we have here, I know that this actually holds weight. The sheriff came out and said they're not going to enforce it. I don't know if that's a good strategy or whatever, but...
I think people just don't want to fight about it anymore. I went on a road trip from Utah to Alabama earlier this year, and my family, you know, they were ready to put on a mask everywhere we stopped, and I was like, just don't wear a mask and walk in and see what happens. Like, because the sign on the door would say you must wear a mask, and everywhere, I never put on a mask the whole time, I mean, except when I flew back on the airplane, because if you just don't wear a mask and walk in confidently, people don't feel like fighting you over it. They just want to do their jobs because they're not, you know, paid employees of the state who it's not their job to mandate people wear some crap on their face. So I think most people are over it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm going to test it out. I'm actually going to be in Boston next week.
Good luck.
Going to visit. Yeah, I don't know how it is because I'm hearing that there are businesses that aren't asking anything there. They're not asking for our...
Don't they have a mandate now for vaccinations in Boston? Didn't they just pass that?
They do. Mm-hmm. Some places are enforcing it. Some places aren't.
Have you been there? How do you know?
I have a lot of friends in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have clients that live... That's part of my service area as a student midwife. So some of our clients live right outside of Boston, and she's a huge anti-vaxxer, and she was freaking out. So... I told her to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, why not?
I'm like, maybe you should sell your house. Seller's market, you know.
Phil, let us know how it goes out there in Boston. Feel free to give us a call from there. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm going to see what's up in New Hampshire because I am from New Hampshire. I've called you guys a few times.
Oh, wow.
I was in Utah a couple years ago during the height of everything, and I gave you guys an update from there.
Okay, cool. Well,
I don't know if you removed it. Yeah,
Should go to the calendar and see if there's any Liberty meetup events you're interested in.
Yeah, the Free State Project has a pretty good calendar. You can go to calendar.shiresociety.com. That'll take you to the Free State Project, their calendar. And then there's just a ton of stuff in southern New Hampshire. So while you're in Boston, it's a pretty short trip up the road to come and see some people who care about freedom.
Yeah, my mom lives in Nashua, so I'll be up there. And I played poker with some of the guys up in Dover, so...
Nice. Very cool.
Yay.
Phil, thanks for the call tonight, man. Good luck in your travels, and I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
I'd be really interested to see what his experience is
in Boston.
I'm hearing, like, all different things from people. Mm-hmm. So I know in a homeschooling Massachusetts group that I'm in, all the moms were freaking out because this was like the last week to go to the Museum of Science before they're requiring vaccination and masks and stuff. So,
Yeah, I remember going to science museums. Those were so much fun as a kid. They always have like interactive displays and now you gotta be an obedient serf.
I know there was a story about how the Holocaust Museum somewhere was requiring vaccine
Illinois.
Passes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we covered
like,
that one.
How ironic.
So. Back to the story here from California, San Francisco Chronicle, a lunatic named Joe Matthews actually advocating for what he's describing as foster care for all or universal orphanhood, meaning that all parents would have their children taken from them. And then the state would decide what to do. And he's justifying this, and he's saying that he thinks that people on the left and on the right could easily be brought on board with supporting this. He gives a couple examples, and then he gets to what he says are the pro-lifers. He says the idea of universal orphanhood dovetails nicely with the conservative campaign to end Roe versus Wade and all abortion rights. In fact, a suggestion from Justice Amy Coney Barrett in a recent Supreme Court hearing on a case that could overturn Roe inspired me to write this column. He says she posited that abortion rights are no longer necessary because all 50 states now have safe haven laws that allow women to turn their babies over to a fire or police department after birth. He says my proposal would merely make mandatory such handovers of babies to the state.
What about people who don't want to give birth?
Well, I don't think that they're talking about forced insemination, but that could very well be a next step.
People who got pregnant and then don't want to give birth and want to have an abortion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a valid point.
So he says, my proposal would merely make it mandatory for all births. He says, perhaps such coercion sounds dystopian, but just imagine the solidarity that universal orphanhood would create. Yes, it would make every child hate life.
Equally.
It would make them all go through the foster system, which would just suck and be awful and likely, you know, subject them to abuse. He goes on, so he says, wouldn't children raised in one system find it easier to collaborate on climate change and other global problems?
Probably even not. Kids who are all raised in the same system of public school don't end up just liking each other, getting along, and wanting to work towards public school. Usually they say, this place sucks.
And they fight each other.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
form cliques, and they hate each other.
You know what, guys? That must just be their parents' fault.
No, it's the system.
If they didn't have any parents, it would be fine.
So insane. I mean, has this guy ever been to government school?
If this guy wants to know exactly how this would turn out, he needs to read Anthem by Ayn Rand.
Now he says, I don't expect universal support for universal orphanhood. A few contrarians lost in the empty chasm between American extremes.
You don't want to give your kids away to the state. You're just a contrarian.
Right. Might object to this rational proposal, he says, on emotional grounds. They might argue that pursuing your own conception of family is fundamental to freedom, or that our differences and biases, for all the damage they can do, also give human life much of its meaning. Now I am wondering if he's got his tongue in his cheek.
Tongue in cheek. This is a parody. If not, this man is seriously actually crazy, but...
There's a little bit more here. We'll share it with you coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is this guy for real? It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Don't forget, join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Again, open phone, 603-283-6160.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Your thoughts on universal orphanhood. The editorial piece, or rather opinion piece, posted over at the San Francisco Chronicle by Jill Matthews, which sounded really serious right up until the last paragraph. And Bonnie, you had predicted that this was actually tongue-in-cheek, that this guy was being sarcastic or heavily, like, parodying this idea.
I might still be wrong. He might just be this crazy.
And I do wonder if the San Francisco Chronicle published this because they thought he was being serious.
Which is maybe even scarier.
That'd be really funny, though.
Knowing that, you know, a lot of people are just going to read the first paragraph or the first
maybe
title.
Maybe just the headline, yeah.
Just the headline. And at the very end, after paragraphs, I mean a full-length opinion piece advocating that the state should take everyone's children from them and force them all into the foster care system. Basically, jumble them all up and send them back to, you know, different parents at the state's discretion.
He literally said jumble them all up until then, just rich people should give their kids to the poor people to the rich.
No, he said that people should do that prior to the state
voluntarily
implementing a program. And he sounded very, very serious about it until the very last moment here where I'm just going to repeat this last paragraph. He says, I don't expect universal support for universal orphanhood. A few contrarians lost in the empty chasm between American extremes might object to this rational proposal on emotional grounds. They might argue that pursuing your own conception of family is fundamental to freedom. Of course, we all know that if you care about freedom, you shouldn't live in California to begin with. But secondly, he says, or that our differences and biases for all the damage that they can do also give human life much of its meaning. And of course, we know that you're not going to get away from differences and biases simply by reorganizing by force whose children belong to whom. I mean, you're still going to be putting kids under someone's care. It's not going to be a robot that's raising these kids. So someone is going to be taking care of these kids, and they will then inculcate them with their biases and their, you know, beliefs. That's just to be expected. But he goes on. Finally, he wraps up by saying, they may also suggest that people don't really want to start or finish at the same point in life. They may even say that what we really desire is what the title orphan of the musical Annie insisted upon. Quote, I didn't want to be just another orphan, Mr. Warbucks. I wanted to believe I was special, unquote. He says, but you shouldn't pay those critics any mind, just because they can't see, or rather because they just can't see how relentless pursuit of equity might birth a brave new world.
See, it's a joke. That's awesome.
But is this too subtle of a joke, Bonnie, for a lot of people who are reading it?
I don't know if a lot of people will get it, but I love the way that this was written because he starts off and you really believe that he's serious.
I really believed it.
Just taking,
I did, yeah.
Taking,
I mean, it's California.
Know,
it's in a California newspaper. This insane.
Especially San Francisco. Yeah. I mean, come on.
He's taking the idea of equity to its logical conclusions. Like, people think, oh, equity is just great. Equality for all is just great. Everybody should be equal. But, you know, if you take that to its logical conclusions, you get psycho ideas like what this guy is proposing.
Right, which would essentially mean everybody is equally poor. Everybody is forced into this crap can system.
He kind of played this character that just was pretending to completely believe that what he was saying wasn't crazy in the name of equality. That's pretty funny.
And I feel like that's kind of how communism plays out, because people are like, oh, equality, like, it's going to be great. We're all going to be on, like, level playing field.
That's what they say.
That's what Sarah says.
Yeah, but the easiest way to do that is not everybody's rich and prosperous.
Right.
It's going to be everybody's poor and starving. And that's how it always happens. And it's just a cycle that keeps on going. So I don't know why people would think it'd be different if it happened in the United States.
Yeah, and the same thing's been happening in California as far as rich people leaving, right? Like, Elon Musk is getting Tesla out of there, and there's other examples.
He's going to bring it to Brownsville, Texas, which is so random. It's like
that's
very
the one on the border, right?
Bottom, like the tip of Texas that you see it on the map is Brownsville.
Isn't it right across the border from
I don't know
Mexico?
What's on the other side, but yeah, Mexico.
Yeah. Yes, it's not on the ocean, it's on the border. And that's probably because it's convenient to deliver parts, would be my guess, if they're going to have things manufactured, like parts in Mexico and then assembled in the United States or something like that. That could just be a convenience factor. But yeah, I mean, the people who are the wealthy producers in California, the worse things get there, the more they're going to just say, all right, we're packing up. I mean, to move an entire mega corporation or a manufacturing facility is no cheap task, right? Like, you've got to move an entire, like, car manufacturing facility, if that's what he's moving. I'm not really sure exactly what it is, but whatever it is he's moving, it's not going to be cheap. You know, you've got to move all those employees, and some of them aren't going to come with you, and then, you know, you've got to move the actual equipment over, and some of it's probably very custom equipment, so it's probably going to be moved delicately. I mean, it's a big undertaking. To have some companies just uproot themselves and go somewhere else is a real hit.
But that's what they'll
do. Those economies.
Because the place that they're originally in, like California, is just getting too in control of businesses.
Correct. It's just that bad.
I have a feeling that California is going to be looking pretty bleak and very destitute very soon as these big wealthy companies are moving out. I mean, even just look at L.A. The majority of L.A. is like homeless people in tents, like Skid Row. I mean, it's not a good place to live already.
Have you seen the train tracks out there, the stories about the train robberies? Where there's just boxes of Amazon packages and TVs and all this stuff's been thrown off of these trains as they've been slowing down to go through certain areas. Just these crazy people are coming on, just boarding the trains, snapping locks off of shipping containers, and literally just throwing thousands of dollars of inventory to their friends who are waiting down below. It's insane. And so now the Union Pacific Railroad is talking about avoiding Los Angeles entirely.
Yeah.
Moving their operation somewhere else. I mean, there's only so many different rails that you can go to, but they're saying, we're done here. I mean, it's not even worth hiring the security. They don't want to have to shoot people off their trains.
Yeah, I mean, it's awful.
So, I think you're right. California is a pretty bleak-looking place, but...
But the Californian Libertarian Party members just stay there and tell people to become libertarians, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, that'll totally work out super, super well.
Yeah, I don't understand that mentality. I think it just has to do with the object at rest stays at rest thing. You know, they don't... It's hard to get somebody to uproot their life and move somewhere.
I would divorce my wife if my wife was the reason that I couldn't leave. Oh, she doesn't get liberty. Well, okay, well, she doesn't get me. I'm out.
It's a tough call. I mean, in that case, it's easy to say that, Bonnie, but those people, you know, they probably have some sort of a bond. They probably love each other, right? And so that would be really frustrating, though, to have someone who, but my job's here. Well, look, you can get a job anywhere.
Hmm. I couldn't imagine being in a relationship with somebody who didn't get liberty.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't
I like
get
being a
freedom.
Slave. You like being a slave? I don't get that at all.
Well, here's the thing. There's people who get liberty, but they still want to stay in California.
Yeah.
And they like the weather, or they have a job that they really like, or their mom lives there, or
I can't imagine thinking that it's not going to get worse. Like,
that's totally delusional to think that California is going to get more free.
San Antonio closed the gay bars and I was out. And the last time that I was there, a lot of stuff is open, but I can't imagine just staying there thinking, oh, that would never happen again.
Mm-hmm. It happened once. Why wouldn't it happen?
Why wouldn't it happen again? It happened so easily. There was no fight. Everybody was just like, we're doing this.
Do it. We'll do what we're told.
I had like one friend who I kind of thought was crazy at the time because he was like, no, this is ridiculous. I'm going swimming and like tearing down caution tape and stuff like that.
That's
just
awesome.
Doing it. And I was like, yeah, he's crazy.
True activism.
Mm-hmm. There was there's a lady running for the chairperson of the Libertarian Party nationally who debated Jeremy Kaufman, who's a Free State Project board member, at the last Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was a really interesting discussion because she was advocating for the Libertarian Party as the solution to bringing liberty to the United States. And Jeremy, of course, was advocating for the Free State Project, the migration of freedom lovers to one geographic area. And in my opinion, Kaufman cleaned this lady's clock on this particular debate.
I agree. I listened to it with
you. Yeah, it was really interesting. And this woman is one of these California people who lives in L.A. and is planning to stay in L.A. And one of the California people called into this show a few months ago and started talking about how they're going to sue the city of Los Angeles and all they need is to raise $200,000 and then they're going to be able to, they're going to be able to put the government in their place. And it's
how delusional.
How could you possibly believe that? How could you believe that you're going to be able to, change Los Angeles?
With $200,000, those government goons are being paid off with a lot more than that.
With your little gang of libertarians that, what is there, maybe 20 libertarians? In Los Angeles or something like that. It's ridiculous. But there's more coming up. You can share your thoughts with us. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-61.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.